We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Football Friday with AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Take the fight to them.
The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. We do it every Friday at this time. It's time for the weekend. Would you rather?
We're almost to the weekend.
I'm freaking pumped. I've been drinking green tea all damn day.
It's time to get weird.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a little kitty cat no more.
Always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining.
I was going to ask you, who you think would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco?
It's time for the Weekend Would You Rather.
Grilled cheese, but only in a fair fight. If it's prison rules, I'd take the taco.
The Weekend You Would Rather on 1080.
This is my hat now. This is totally my hat.
The Fan.
Let's do it. What do you got, P. Harris? Is this a Remember the Titans theme?
No.
To try to bail me out
because
I screw up, apparently.
I also forgot about the Titans, but.
Damn. Oh, my God.
I do not have a wife. Neither are you, either my work wives. So, good
won't
luck
somebody the remember the Titans?
I did remember the Titans.
Late.
I did not.
No.
I did
just
not.
I didn't
got no shame.
I text you about it until earlier. Till later. Doesn't mean I didn't think about it earlier. Stop. Stop. You shall not get out of this because I confuse my words.
All right.
What's Hayden Panettiere up to?
She was in a show called Nashville.
Is that the little girl?
And then
she's
I don't
still
know
coaching
what.
Football?
I don't know that she's found that to be her passion in life.
Okay, Weekend Would You Rather.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
Didn't watch Nashville?
I heard this stat the other day. And did you know that there are no starters? Sorry, let me rephrase this. Minnesota Vikings drafted 11 players in this previous draft.
Okay.
Zero of them have started a single game for the Minnesota Vikings.
This year. Wow.
So, okay. Three games in, let's pretend this happens for the whole season. Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather have no starters in your NFL team or be a number one overall bust in the NBA? Which would you rather have as an organization?
Ooh. I kind of think a bust.
No starters for the whole NFL season from a draft, or your number one overall pick is a bust.
But a bust means you missed once. You missed 11 times. I'm going to go bust.
I'm going to go with one draft, you're done, because you can set your entire franchise
That's
back
true.
A decade if you screw up the number one overall pick.
That's true. You're not wrong.
So I'm going to go with screw up one draft, move on.
I think so too, and
Blazers
I think
have done it several times. On both of these.
I think
oh my gosh.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, media day is on a Monday. He's just getting in the jokes early.
I think what's tough about this, and which is why I'd probably choose the one draft mess up, is because the first round bust in the NBA, there's only been like three drafts in the last 20 years that was like 15 picks deep. The NBA draft overall, it's like three dudes. Maybe. Every once in a while, we have that 2003 class of LeBron, Wade, and
Darko.
Melo, and Dark, you know, and all these, and like heavy loaded drafts. If you miss on that number one overall pick in the NBA, it's so brutal because you're really only choosing between like two or three guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, number two, back to a conversation you guys were having about why you can only get certain amount of games on which channels.
Oh, I see. So you're bailing Dusty out, but not
Would you be forced?
Okay, cool.
Would you be forced to choose one NFL channel of the season that plays games? So ABC for Monday Night Football, NBC for Thursday night, CBS or Fox. Or you can only watch one college football conference. Would you rather? So you only get the Fox games, or you only get the CBS games.
Yeah, I'm going with that. I'm going with that one.
Or you only get the Monday night game.
Yeah.
You knew that was going to be what Destiny's
Or you only get SEC.
Yeah.
Or you only get Pac-12.
No, yeah, I think I'll go with the one channel.
Yeah, I'm going one channel because, I mean, like, come on.
Count.
Who's passing on the Mac? You tell me you don't want to watch some Fun Belt? You won't turn that TV on. It's 11 o'clock at night. And Hawaii's in the second quarter.
You're staying up.
San Jose State. Yeah,
I am. You're staying up.
I am.
I know.
See, I'm going to choose the one college football conference. Because at least I can see the whole entity from start to finish and understand what's going on as opposed to only getting the games they tell me to get on a specific channel.
But you can catch all the highlights.
Well, yeah, you can do that with anything.
I know, but I feel like college football, there's more games that I would like want to watch like halves of.
Okay, well, this week it's CBS and you only get one game, but I get six Pac-12 games. So
congratulations.
Enjoy that.
Fine.
Okay, or I get six SEC games.
Still, congratulations. We just said Arkansas, Texas A&M is the best SEC game.
Okay, fine.
Okay, well,
pick your NFL.
Talk to me about that in late November when you pick the SEC and you have to watch everybody play the Citadel and Mercer and...
Okay, well, you tell me when it's CBS and the only game of the week you get is Pittsburgh-Buffalo, which was... So you have fun.
Sha,
bro. All right, man.
I'll watch that.
Boring NFL over college football. Okay, yep. You guys are weird. And then
I
the last
think
one.
That I, was the takeaway.
By the way, here's a weird thing about that. The zero starts is what you said. It's zero snaps.
Oh, zero snaps.
For
so
the
it's
Minnesota
even worse.
Vikings Yikes. Drafted 11 players who have not played a down.
Yikes.
Isn't that wild?
That is worse.
That's not good, man.
Not good.
Not for a team that was like doing this and then took a step back and now it's like, whoa, now you're really going the wrong way.
Whoa.
And then little funsies for you guys. Some elevator chatter.
Oh.
Would you rather be in an elevator that every time you walked in only had high-end sports people? Or you walked into an elevator that only ever had happy and clean puppies.
Oh. Dang, that's harder than I thought it was going to be.
Go ahead.
No, I'll take
all different types of little puppies. They're clean.
I know, I'll take
they're
the sports
in
one,
the corner.
Though, because otherwise we can't afford to adopt all these dogs.
Wait
and
a
that's
minute.
What would happen.
But you don't have to because you just, every time you go into an elevator, there's more.
No, but then why want to take it home? I don't want to just, I'd have to ride elevators all the time to get my puppy fixed.
You and I have different pet owning
text line
dreams.
Wants you to ride elevators all the time anyway, so you're already
I know.
In this.
No, that's, you're not, just because they want me to ride elevators all the time doesn't mean I do ride elevators all the time.
This is like this is like my dream pet owning scenario where it's like
you just get to play with them for 30 seconds
and I can leave. Yeah, okay. And they're going to be happy and clean when I come back. And I don't have to clean up their poop.
Yep, they're not like pooping and peeing in the corners of the elevator.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
You know. They're just happy. Cuz what if you got to ride the elevator with somebody with like Gary Bettman and he's a jerk?
I enjoy it. I enjoy telling jerks off.
See, this is the thing. The high-end sports celebrities in the elevator thing. Mm-hmm. Some of them are boring. Puppies aren't. Puppies are great.
I mean, you're not wrong. I don't think there's a wrong answer here. I'm just choosing the other one.
Right. I'm with AJ on this. I just don't really like dogs. So.
What? Are
well,
you
you're
a cat
fired.
Guy?
I am.
How does this keep happening to us?
You know what my cat's doing right now?
Same thing as my dog.
I have
chilling
no idea.
And sleeping.
I have no idea. But my cat can eat. My cat can drink. My cat can sleep. And my cat can poop. And I ain't got to worry about it for like 15
so
hours.
Dogs.
So does my dog.
But don't you have to like take your dog out for a walk and then it's got to go poop outside?
You got a doggy door for that.
Okay. Well, just saying. My cat chills.
I'm sorry. Scarlett was in here for an entire show, and we made it like 2 hours and 45 minutes before she just like woke up and like was startled that she was somewhere else, and she was like, and then that was it.
Yeah. What kind of dog is it?
It was a bad impression of her bark.
What kind of dog is
she? She's like a lab terrier mutt thing.
How big?
30, 40 pounds.
Like this big?
Yeah. About that.
Gotcha. Yep, just not my thing. The barking, the jumping.
By the way, you guys just did a hand signal over radio.
Yeah, no. We did it on Friday,
like,
too,
it's like
Dusty.
She's like, I don't know. What's the length of that?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080, The Fan.
Since we're talking anniversaries today, did you know what happened on this date 9 years ago?
I feel like this is a trap.
It's not.
I feel like it is.
It's actually a big day, and this is the day of the Fail Mary.
Oh.
Seahawks Packers. Remember, we had the refs on strike, and there was on the final play, Russell Wilson threw it up for Golden Tate, and then Tate and is it Jennings? They went up for the ball in the back of the end zone, and they just sat there and fought for it. And then the two officials, one said touchdown, one said incomplete. And obviously it was like, you had so many things, offensive pass interference, dual possession.
What are you talking about?
They screwed that game up. Hey, Seahawks won though. And it ended the official strike.
It was 4th and 10 too, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh. Rewatching that game.
Yeah.
That play.
The Fail Mary happened on this date 9 years ago.
Wait. And the best part is when they start looking at each other, like the ref who's saying no touchdown looks over at the ref who has his arms up, like, wait, what? I thought it was
like
incomplete.
Sheepishly looking at each other, like, ah, crap. What are we going to do here? So, the officials came back and it ended the ref lockout on this date.
Well, if that wouldn't have done it.
I don't know what would have.
Exactly.
Think of that. That was like such a wild time. Like the refs. And speaking of all of the penalties, I had this thought when we were talking about Justin Herbert going to Kansas City.
Yep.
I bet fans are playing a huge role in the amount of penalties that we're having in that adjustment period. Like we talked about it, how this is the first time that we've had over 200 penalties in a week, and it's been in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that is probably playing a pretty big role because we had a ton of false starts last night, too.
Yes, I think so. And I mean, my goodness, as an NFL, well, as a college football, any football fan, right? Like, your goal is to cause false starts on every drive. So I feel like that could absolutely have something to do with it. And I also feel like, again, it's that emotion, right? Like football's an emotional game, which is what makes this taunting thing so irritating, because it's like the thing about emotions most of the time is that they're hard to control, especially when there's a heat of the moment, passion play, whatever it is. And that's what having fans back in this, because it's one thing to sack a guy and then stand up and be really excited But it's another thing to sack a guy and then the whole place goes crazy.
Yep.
And then you're juiced even more. And that's a, whatever. That horse is long dead, but I hate the taunting rule, the taunting flag.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Kill that horse a little bit more?
I might.
Just kill it.
I'm not done. Down. As long as they keep throwing the freaking flags, we will keep talking about it.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Hey, question for you.
Okay.
Before, I cannot forget this, by the way. I can't
put a pin in it?
No, we really cannot because we have the chaos coming up
yeah.
in the next segment.
Yeah, the chaos corner.
Yeah, the chaos corner is coming up. But I cannot, you have to keep reminding me of the Matt Nagy. Remember just Matt Nagy. Okay. Write that down. Okay.
I'll put it right next to the 2-2.
Because what he just said is hilarious. But would you take the flyer on this guy? Because I've teased this 3 times now.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we should get to it. Would you take the flyer on this guy? Josh Gordon was just reinstated again by the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
A multiple-time violator of the league's substance abuse policy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's even talented anymore.
Mm.
Because of how long it's been since he played in the NFL?
It's been a long time since we've seen him on a football field.
But the NFL let him back in.
I think...
Again.
I think he is a very team-specific place that he has a shot. And I think, love it or hate it, Seattle tends to be one of those places where a player like that gets his shot. Because Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, those are two guys who do not want to give up on people. Just as people. And so I think the Seahawks, it could make sense. I also think, I mean, a place like the Bucks, I think, but you're not going to send Josh Gordon to like the Lions or the Texans or, you know what I mean? Like it's a right. very specific, you want him, if you're Josh Gordon, and you're trying to get back in the league, you need a lot of stability around you.
Yeah. He played in 11 games in 2019 before he was suspended. He was between New England mm-hmm. and Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look at this and I go, he has missed so much time.
Yeah.
And it is such a long road that I don't know if he gets another shot or what team would be willing to take that risk on him. Like I could see Tampa doing it.
Yep. Yeah.
Because they apparently just want to hoard all of the receivers. I could see LA and doing it with the Rams.
Yep. Yep.
And definitely not the Chargers.
No. But the practice squad rule, the larger number of guys on the practice squad this year, that might benefit him. Because he has to compete for a spot. Like you don't just hand it to him. But the fact that you have more spots on your practice squad than before, maybe that's almost like a tryout period.
And I don't think that whether Josh Gordon plays or not, I don't think that really matters anymore. I think the bigger signal to me is that the NFL is finally saying, you know what? Weed isn't that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming for the league that has been very slow to adapt, but has been. And I think that we criticize the NFL for not adapting or evolving on so many things. They've slowly been coming around to its stance on marijuana and CBD and other drugs.
Well, because it's legal
in a lot of states. Look, there's a lot of leagues that aren't.
Right.
And the NFL has, whether it's in their drug testing policy, I know that all the sports leagues have significantly lowered the threshold on it. The NFL has always been the last guard on this, which is, we're going to be against it. Well, they're actually funding a ton of research on the potential benefits of marijuana and CBD for pain relief, because they've been pumping players full of opioids and anti-inflammatories, which are terrible on your organs.
Yep.
And they're getting sued from the former players. And so they're looking into alternative medicines starting to come around.
Wait. So it comes back to money?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. This isn't like, the NFL is like moving in the direction because they're leading the way in moral high ground. No. They're getting sued. And so they're having to figure out another way so that they stop getting sued.
Well, I will. It's always been like they're looking for alternative medicines, but still, F you players. We're going to fine you and suspend you still.
Yeah.
But now at least they're not doing that.
Oh, baby steps. Congratulations.
So, I mean, yeah.
I will not celebrate now.
But it is a good sign.
It's a good
because
thing
they're
for
moving
Josh
forward.
Yeah.
The league is moving forward. And, you know, like, you mentioned something there that I always have a tough time with, in that you said, I'm not going to celebrate that. Well, why shouldn't we celebrate it? Why shouldn't
we?
Why shouldn't we say, hey, you're doing the right thing. That is a good thing for all of the people involved.
I think you can celebrate that. And also, I think something like the Deshaun Watson situation, it's like there's always a but. There's always a, okay, you're moving forward in this small direction here, and that's great. And Josh Gordon is benefiting. But why are we still wringing our hands over Deshaun Watson? And so it's hard for me to separate those two when they're both under the same umbrella.
But they're completely different things.
Totally.
Yeah.
They're very, one's far more serious, in my opinion. Like, Deshaun Watson is way more serious. And yet, they're moving forward with something, again, that is not, like, should not have been something they tried to control as much as they did. And they're laying off the thing that they should be taking a heavier hand in.
For sure.
So, but this is good. And I think if Josh Gordon can make sense on a team, then I think a place like the Bucks, a place like Seattle, a place like LA, I think there are spots where he could fit.
Okay. Can I get to Matt Nagy now?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, here you go.
All right. Matt Nagy has named Justin Fields his starting quarterback.
Okay.
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 Here's Matt Nagy.
We're learning too. Like this week, with him getting all the reps in practice, there's things that we're seeing that maybe we didn't see in the first 2 weeks because he wasn't getting those one reps.
Whoa.
Not only is that a first down, but that's a whole new set of four downs.
I'm so surprised.
You know, the team that's going to win this game is the team that scores the most points.
Oh, my God. Like,
the best part is that there's a video, like, there's video of it.
Oh, my God.
And the look
on
his face is like, he's genuinely excited. Like, hey, you know, since Justin Fields has been playing quarterback for us, like, we've been able to see, like, we're learning since he's playing.
Okay.
That does not give me faith that things are going to get any better with Chicago.
None whatsoever. Was that one of our games to watch? Yeah. That's going to be funny.
And that's why when we said the games to watch, I said it's not real because I feel like they're going to get rolled.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields will struggle. It's his first start in the NFL. But what I'm interested in is how the Bears react. That right there. I don't know how they're going to react now.
I don't know.
If they're surprised that they're seeing and learning and they're actually being able to help Justin Fields now that he's getting reps and they're watching him, that is troubling.
What did you do all of camp?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're so set on Andy Dalton. We're not even going to watch. You go practice somewhere else. I don't even want to watch you practice.
Run the scout team.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. So I'm glad we got to that because...
I wrote it down.
You got it.
On a different paper even than the 2-2 one, which I'll probably throw away.
Well, since we got to that, what the hell, man?
One thing I can actually control, thing I can't.
Hey, I appreciate your honesty here, but come on. Like,
come
you're
on.
Just telling me you're going to throw it away.
I may not.
Whatever. Chaos Corner, send us your picks. Upset picks of the week in college and the pros. 503-250-1080. I love chaos. I'm going to love this segment. I want to hear from you on the fan text on 503-250-1080. AJ and Dusty, here's Patrick with SportsCenter.
This is a Football Friday. This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right. It has been well documented. I'm a fan of chaos.
And
it is one of my favorite things.
It is one of your favorite things. And I also like chaos. However, I had this conversation with a friend the other day where you can't have chaos everywhere, right? Like, you can't have chaos. Like, if I'm existing in my life, I cannot have chaos in my house, mm-hmm. in my garage, mm-hmm. in my backyard, mm-hmm. and my car.
Yes.
Like, one must have a corner or like a closet where chaos can just exist. And then it doesn't like stress you out everywhere else. So for me, my like life chaos corner is probably my car. Mm. That's the chaos corner. So for this show, we can't have like chaos show. That's too much chaos. It's too much. I know. I'm sorry to tell you. So this is our chaos corner. This is where every week we're going to confine our chaos to right here. Let it fly. See what happens.
Woo! Let's do it then. Chaos corner. Let's get our picks. 503-250-1080. Upset picks in the world of college and the pros. I'm new to this. You guys did this last week. I'm excited for it.
It's going to be really
fun. I want to see how it goes, so you guys start. Go.
Okay, fine. All right, so first things first, this one actually probably shouldn't surprise anybody based on who we have had on the show this week, but my first chaos pick, 1230 CBS, number 7 Texas A&M versus number 16 Arkansas Aggies, 5.5-point favorites in Jerry World, and I think the Hogs are going to surprise the world. I think the Hogs are going to go into Jerry World, and I think they're going to win that thing.
The piglets, as you call them.
Well, only when they're playing poorly.
Do the people of...
No. You outed me on this. No one knows I called them that.
Oh, really? Well, you do.
only when they're playing poorly.
Only when they're playing poorly. Oh, so this is like... So for the first time in a long time, you can...
They're the Hogs.
The Hogs.
The Hogs.
It is really cool to see the pig suey. We do have a significant... We don't have enough like rituals in the Pac-12. Oregon fans throw up their O. Yeah. SC fans fight on.
The shout thing is fun.
Yeah. But that's not like... Yeah, right. That is fun. And that is... Autzen in Oregon probably have some of the most... Because you have shout, you have the O, and then you have the...
Why do they do the O? Is it how many natties they have?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
They're really proud, so I just ask.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, but there is a line. I do remember my very first game covering Arkansas when I moved to the SEC, and I'd never seen anything like... I mean, I came from... my football fandom was the San Diego Chargers. Like, we were loud, but we didn't have anything like that. And I remember going to... Being in Razorback Stadium, and the whole, like, 70,000 people are doing the Woo Pig Suey with the sign, with the, like, signs and everything. And I was like, I don't know what I've gotten myself into. It was like, it was exciting and also scary.
But, like, every single SEC program has it.
Yes.
Like, Rocky Top, that's it for Tennessee. Yep. What is it? I think it's a problematic song at LSU, but they do Neck. And then you have, what is it, Yellow, whatever the Alabama chant is, Rammer Bammer, Yellow Hammer, whatever that is. But then if you ever go to Texas...
Yep.
Horns down, we make fun of horns up, you know, horns down. Every single school in Texas has one. Yep. Like, thumbs up is the Aggies. Guns up is Texas A&M, mm-hmm. or Texas Tech.
Yep.
You've got the claw is the, like, you have two fingers in like a little claw. Only mm-hmm. two fingers. That's Texas or TCU.
I did not know that was the Horned Frogs.
Houston has one as well, which I don't even know. I think they do like the shocker one that Arizona State does.
Mm. Isn't ASU Forks Up?
Yeah, they do Forks Up, but so that's. And then, Baylor's is Sikkim. They do like Sikkim. A little paw.
They do the claw.
Like paw, all claw. Those, all of every school in Texas has a little hand signal, like they're in a gang.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, and so we have three in the Pac-12.
Okay.
You have the O. Oh, and I guess Washington does the W.
Until Troy Dye.
Until dubs down.
But you got to be careful with hand signals.
And they went.
Because they can flip them.
Well, look at Patrick did it right
there. I know. That's
insane. How many national titles? Because Washington State's rolling in them.
We don't brag about it, though.
Oh, my gosh. And welcome to the Chaos Corner, everybody, where we can't even stay on topic with our chaos.
That's right. Where were we going in that? Oh, Pig Suey, you got the...
I got Arkansas.
You've got Arkansas.
I've got Arkansas.
I like that pick.
Yeah.
What other one do you have?
The other one in college, I've got Oregon State, USC. USC favored by 11. I think the Beavers win.
You think they win?
I think they win. The Beavers win.
Hey, I like that pick, and I'm going to piggyback off that pick because do you know what happened? A little September 25th, 2008.
Mm.
Oregon State knocked off number one USC in Reser Stadium 27-21.
It's a sign.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. We're talking about anniversaries.
I'm rolling with it.
Man.
I'm rolling with
You're just like really trying to make up for the missed anniversary by remembering all these other anniversaries.
I know. I got this, though. Thank you. Thank you, Facebook memories.
That was like a late night. Thank you, Facebook memories.
Thank you, Facebook memories. Yeah, no, because I got a Facebook memory thing today. It said, I got my cast off. I'm in a walking boot.
Mm.
And the very next day, I went down and I covered the Oregon State USC game.
Ah,
and that's when the Beavs beat SC.
All right. Yeah, so I like that one.
I love that pick. Outside of the Pac-12, because that one is going to be my Pac-12 pick.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kansas State -5.5 taking on the Cowboys of Oklahoma State.
Oh.
I like Kansas State to cover the 5.5 on the road.
Okay.
Give me Kansas State.
You can have them.
Wildcats. What do you got? Patrick, do you have any of these? What do you got?
Yeah, I got some stuff. I'll take Wisconsin over Notre Dame to win outright.
Oh. Aren't they favored? Hesitate.
I would hope they're favored. I just looked at it as an upset based on the blind ranking of Notre Dame.
Touchdown favorite.
But the blind ranking of Notre Dame. Just, sure, you're number 12 despite not playing anybody going into Camp Randall. From a ranking point of view, I think Notre Dame could not only get smacked but fall out of the top 25. I also really like Joe Burrow and Cincinnati over Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Really, really.
I like that too.
The
actually.
Injured pack
That's
of
a good
Big
one.
Ben.
I just think the Steelers' offense is kind of a hot mess.
It's anemic.
And TJ Rudolph has to play,
or it's Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
And TJ Ward might not play for Pittsburgh. And then the other thing, if you really want to get salty, since I have to work for Mike Lynch today, I'm going to throw a huge shade at him. I'm going to take the Red Sox to sweep the Yankees this weekend. Kicking them out of the playoffs and opening the door to the Seattle Mariners to get in.
Oh.
Although Garrett Cole is on the mound today, and he's been quite good once he learned how to pitch without sticky stuff.
Remember that? That was fun.
Yeah, boy, that has changed, huh?
Everybody figured it out. They just needed time. That's why they were all mad about it. They just needed time.
Yeah.
They were just pissed that they were like, dude, you're doing this in the middle of the season? And then Tyler Glasnow blew out his elbow, and he was like, I hate you.
Yeah, remember, that's what we said. It was like, it's not that they're doing it. It's that they're doing it in the middle of the season.
Yeah. But like when you said they needed time to figure it out, like figure out a new way to cheat.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure that's it.
Baseball way.
Yeah. You're not cheating. You're not trying.
Patriots book.
Unless you go overboard. Like trash cans and buzzers are worse.
Yeah, they are.
Or the Astros. I could have gone there.
Dusty's just a fan of cheaters.
He is.
You guys cheat in college too?
No.
You sure?
No, I mean.
You sure?
Nah, Southern Oregon.
Is it time for a break all of a sudden?
We're not resourceful enough to do that.
It has been for 4 minutes.
Like, we're not resourceful enough or well enough funded for that. NFL game. Do you have an NFL game? I do.
I'm going to take his, actually.
Okay.
That was the one I was thinking. Yeah.
I have got, and there's no reason for me to think this.
Oh, geez.
Except for it's the Raiders.
Ah.
They are 4-point favorites against Miami, and it just seems like the most Raiders thing to do is everybody's like, this team is for real. And then the team that got absolutely hammered last week and is playing with a backup quarterback goes into Vegas and beats them. I like the Dolphins.
All right.
Some other weird NFLs just for funsies that I don't really believe in, but these are like the fake want chaos. I'd love to see Detroit beat Baltimore.
I would love that, too.
I think Detroit's going to get someone this year. that's, I mean, not many teams are worse than them, but I do think Detroit's going to get somebody this year. I would love to see it be Baltimore. And why not the Jets over the Broncos in what might be the worst game of the weekend?
Oh.
Maybe next to Atlanta Giants.
I don't like that upset pick. I mean, it's chaotic.
It happens all the time. Like, these crappy teams in the NFL play each other, and I'm trying to win $30 in a pick'em league, and I lose because I didn't take the Jets over Denver.
It's fair.
All right, we get you set for what's coming up this weekend on The Fan and the rest of the day.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080, The Fan.
That is the Fan text line. Notre Dame fans coming at you, Patrick.
Fighting Irish.
Yeah. Again, the Wisconsin Notre Dame game is at Camp not at Camp Randall. It's at Soldier Field.
Okay,
in
cool.
Chicago.
I still think they're probably massively overrated.
I think you're right. But Notre Dame, you know what happens?
What?
You piss off a Notre Dame fan.
What?
Uh-oh.
They bring the heat, bro.
What do they do? Do they show up repping how many natties they've won in the last 30 years?
I think that number is one.
I think that number is zero.
Mm. They don't have a shared one?
I think the last time 91? They won one was in 88. 91 is UW-Miami. Those losers keep arguing about that, too. They would have played Miami, they would have gotten housed.
This is a very strong take from a Cougar fan.
I know, because you got to understand, you would have gotten absolutely housed if you played the 91 Miami team. So this, like, we're half national champs. Like, get out of here, dude. You didn't win squat.
And that's why rivalries are great, Patrick.
Yes. Petty Friday.
Petty Friday. Petty chaotic Friday.
Because, see, this is what it is. This is what it is. Like, not to just bring it back to my Cougs all the time. We know who we are.
But
We know who we are.
Yep.
Like, we get it.
93, they have a shared title in 93.
You play the game of, like, you can't hurt me if I've already insulted myself.
Exactly. Yep. Okay? When Minshew was there, and all we had to do was beat the Huskies to go to the Pac-12 championship, and I know we would have won, and we would have gone to the Rose Bowl. When we sucked and lost, you just go, yeah, that sounds about right. And you just move on. Didn't mean we weren't jacked for the game. Yeah.
Which
you
just, that's you just gotta really be realistic. All that matters.
You have realistic expectations. Like, dear Nebraska fans, would you like me to teach you something? Dear Tennessee fans, would you like me to teach you something? Dear Michigan fans, would you like me to teach you something?
This is why I love Cougs. Like, they don't care. Win or lose.
We booze, baby. Did you say get drunk?
See, that's it.
Oh, man.
What the hell do I got to worry about?
Oh,
like, we play Utah this weekend. We're either going to win a close game or get blown out. Like, what do I care?
Yeah.
Nothing. Doesn't affect your life in the slightest.
Not at all. And it's a morning game, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Are you gonna be awake by the time
I have to work.
Oh, you have to work the game tomorrow?
No. I just have to.
Oh, you have to work
my real job. Yeah. Remember, I don't work here.
Ooh. Yeah. I feel that. Two job people.
All right, P1 Raymond, the upset I want to see, Southern Miss over Bama, but the upset I think is most likely in the top 25, Baylor over Iowa State.
Ooh. All right.
I like that.
Baylor, Iowa State. They were the darlings before the season.
I like that.
Yeah,
they're going the wrong direction.
This one says scoreboard still has the season win total bets listed. Washington 6.5, Colts 6.5, Lions 3.5. All good over bets. Actually, those are all good over bets.
Yeah.
My goodness. Jump on them. All right. We will be back Monday. It is Blazers Media Day.
I know. So actually, I won't be here. I'll call you, though.
But you, hell yeah. Yeah.
Neither
will
I. I won't be here either.
Oh, man. So Dusty will see you Monday.
Dusty, I guess I'm just going to be dancing over here just all by myself.
You remember how to use the board, Dusty?
Yep, I guess I'm going to have to. All right, have a great football weekend. I will talk to y'all tomorrow night with Buck on the Ducks postgame show at like 1 a.m.
Happy hour, late night happy hour?
Yeah, Pac-12 after dark, baby.
All right, laters, everybody. Have a great weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.